As a new decade began, the Chillicothe football team was riding high. The program put together back-to-back unbeaten seasons, and over the past six seasons, sported a record of 49 wins, 3 losses, and 2 ties. The team had lofty goals. 2 years prior, they had just missed the first-ever Missouri High School State Playoffs, due in part to one tie on the season. The 1969 team went undefeated, but the last win didn't count in the mathematical formula used to determine the four teams that made the state playoffs. Chillicothe's win over Trenton came on Tuesday, Veterans Day, which was after the cutoff date for allowable regular season games that would apply to the state playoffs. In 1970, one of the finest teams in Chillicothe history assembled for the season, led by what would be a legendary senior class. Brent Anderson was starting his third year at quarterback. Joining him in the backfield were speedy halfbacks Ardell Johnson and Steve Bruce. At fullback, an upcoming sophomore named Mark Putnam. The offensive line solid end-to-end, led by left tackle Sherm Smith and right tackle Mike Fair, one of the toughest football players ever to wear the Hornets uniform. Many of the players went both ways, with fresh players on the defensive line, including James Carr and John Parks. The season began with a 46-22 win at Carrollton. The wins kept coming. High-scoring offense, strong defense, Anderson's on-target passes, the team's speed, and a defense that forced a lot of turnovers. After disappointments the previous 2 years, the 1970 Hornets were headed for the state playoffs, one of four teams in Class 3A. The Hornets hosted Warrensburg in the semifinal round. A pair of Putnam plunges into the end zone gave them a 15-0 halftime lead. By the end of the game, the Hornets were headed to the title game thanks to a 29-12 victory. Chillicothe's first appearance in a state title game was on Saturday, November 28, 1970, at Missouri Valley College in Marshall against the Wishbone Attack of Dexter, Missouri. Chillicothe's first touchdown came on special teams when halfback Steve Bruce fielded a second-quarter punt and took it to the house 48 yards later. It opened the scoring floodgates for the Hornets. Putnam found the end zone from 9 yards away. Ardell Johnson had the first of three of his touchdowns, this one from 4 yards away. Hornets 20-0 at the half. Johnson had an 8-yard touchdown in the third. Chillicothe gave up a 1-yard Dexter touchdown run in the fourth, but the Hornets had a 4-yard touchdown pass from Anderson to Johnson. It was Anderson's final pass of his 3-year starting career. While the offense was explosive, the Hornets' defense was a brick wall. In the state championship game, the Hornets allowed just 49 yards rushing and 3 of 13 passing for 20 yards. Johnson had an interception and Larry Shields recovered a fumble. With all that talent, it was sophomore Mark Putnam that led the rushing attack with 23 carries for 124 yards. The postseason honors were plentiful with Anderson on offense and Johnson on defense, first-team All-State, Sherm Smith, Mike Fair, first-team All-State on offense and defense, and Johnson, honorable mention All-State on offense. Several players went on to big things in football after graduation. Ardell Johnson, Sherm Smith, Brent Anderson, and Mike Fair all having their chance at major Division I football programs. Ardell Johnson had an opportunity at a professional career, but instead decided to return to college and obtained a law degree. For KCHI Local Sports, I'm Randy Dean.